Prishus Avi Mori. We're holding the end of the Simeon Tzadik Vav, the Sugya of Dov HaCharif. Let's go through different cases, how to apply Lach L'Maisel. First, there are three daggers negated to Dov HaCharif. We have the Gemara's case in Daf Kuf Yud Beis, the case of Silka and Tznoim. And the Gemara of Avodah Zarah, also by the case of Kerish HaCholtis. These are three cases that are clear that are Nechel L'Chum of Dov HaCharif. Kamal Ben Echiel, brought down by Rabbeinu Peretz. We want to say only what Chazal says, and not other cases, and it brings an interesting raya. The Gemara of Tag Zayin of Beis by Chulin, in Perek Anosho. Over there, the Gemara said, Negate the Shir Shishim. The Gemara, they discuss the Inuch HaNois in Tam, Issa Yis, maybe Betzal, Bekafleit. So we see we equate Betzal to all other cases. So we see that things that are Charif are a different category, but Betzal is Nuch in the category of not being Charif. If you realize the example that the Ben Yechiel is saying is not Charif, this man of Chazal, the onions. That's the example they come to argue about. That means Dach will Chazal say, it's not in Silka and Kosh al-Khultis, and not other cases. The Maisel, come along with the Mechaber, and he brings down the Tosfos and the Rambam, and say, Vachuma and the Rosh, they disagree. There you hold the Loch Maisel, the Sugya of their pasture discussing the Shir Shishim, not negate what the Klal Dov HaCharif is. And therefore they will come along and say, anything that's Nichol in the category, like it's not in the Silka, is Nichol in the Chum of Dov HaCharif. Except one side question, they make machle the shvach, that's a separate question. But the nichl in that concept of the chum means all things that nichl in the category, the example is betzalim and garlic and stuff like einzer. Now we discussed way last week how to make something ois charif. Either we discuss either by cooking it, putting it inside the water shemen, or having a teruvus over here. But that's the case of what we call what is chazal, what the achroinim and rishonim say nichl get of charif. A third level, come on the Archis Chaim. He wants to tell you that even things that mix as charif, tapuchim chamutzim, sour apples, is also nichel in the concept of being the chum of charif. On that Indian, come on the Mechabe, passing loch lamaisa, peris chamutzim is also charif. However, came on the Taz, it brings down the Torah's Chatos, who brings down the Isser Behetur, after brings down the Archis Chaim, says the maisa is not charif. So the Torah's Chaim brings down the machlik shishayim is nichel in the get of charif or not. The Maisa come along the Taz, it says, but Mokum Hefsid, you can be Mekel. But Sirif, the Mariah, the Chumat Tadeshin, I said the Sifkot beforehand. That means the Sifkot and Tess, he says, by something that's mixed as Charif, you can be Mekel, Mokum Hefsid. But Sirif, when you wrote it, Sifkot and Ches. Sifkot and Ches, the Chabad not go that way. No more. And the Torah's Chatz, the person can go that way. What's the Chumat Tadeshin? He brings down that the Rosh brings down Moran Mutterberg. It says those want to be Mekel, any of the Yoimai. Ain Limchel is those want to be Mekel. And therefore, B'tzirif, any of the Yoimai, together with the concept that might be Charif, mixed as Charif, they called it, third level, then the Maisi can be Mekel. Therefore, comes out in the gate to this third level over here, by mixed as Charif, they point out, really, I've discussed like four different cases over here. There's a case that is Ben Yoimai. There's a case over here that is any of the Yoimai. There's a case of Sakin that's Heter, Sakin and Visser. Sakin of Heter is a better level over here, because you might have a Heter not by not. A Sakin of Isser will not have a Heter not by not. That means a simple reading of the Taz, the way he says it over, the Heter is Dafka in the case where, whether Sakin of Heter or Sakin of Isser, who is not Mechalik. Then you can make a Mokum Hefzit. Hagam, those one time maybe can make them better by a Sakin Shal Heter, because in that situation you have a Heter also Tzir for not by not. But for the Maisel, the Pashas, the Taz is, whether it's a case of any Ben Yomai, whether the second Issa Shach Shal Esther can make a Mokum Hefzid. However, in the case of Ben Yomai, come along with that, and they point out the reading of the Taz, the Pasha of the Taz is, the Maisa Ta'aser. Ta'aser was Ben Yomai. Now, again, the Achorim Dugan Aval, some will say Mokum Hefzid, Rubo Hefzid, the Kedoyim can be Mekel, especially in the case of the second Shal Heter. Because second Shal Heter, you have a Tzir for maybe you have a Heter of not by not. Therefore, there is a Prima Godim and the Yadhuda want to bring down to be Matur, even the Ben Yoima, when the case of Sakin Shal Heter, some have lost to have success, some have lost to have Simruba, some have lost to have Hefzid, even Ben Yoima can make one with the Sakin Shal Heter. But again, you have to realize in this Mahalach over here, this Tziruf to be Mekel, you have to know what level we're discussing over here. The place can do say, let's say you're not sure if it's Ben Yoima or not Ben Yoima. The Klal, in Kulcha Beis in Yerodea, Stam Kelev Enim Ne Yomai, and therefore the Bada Shulchan Dov HaKurev is forming down as a Klal Enim Ne Yomai, and therefore Mokum Hefzid Maisi can be Mekel. Even on the Tzad of being Mekel, Hamlom Pim Gorm, so the Chiddush over here, that means you Mekel that you won't have the Loch of Kuloi Netilo. But Klipo, you still a Maisi needs. One svar says klipa nanichal get of hefsed. It was a little bit for this amount of. Over here, therefore, he wants to be machmen a klipa bichoshish. That we said already in the beginning that certain rishon said the get over here is klipa. A klipa nanichal get of hefsed. First, it comes down to get to the three levels over here. Aloch lemaisa. Things that says in the Gemara, it's not in Tzolka Kajal Choltis, is also double for it. The second level, what they're shoving down, garlic and onions, that maister, the paiskim of Be'ikim Machmar, have Betzirufim, we know already the base mayor and others being down, Betzirufim, the maister, we make all, even things that are brought down by the Ushainim. The third level, of Paisk Hamutim over here, the paiskim say, you can make all even Machm Hefsin, Machm Svek Sveko, and still the maister need a loch of Klippa. Those have to be alochas. Just to go through different cases that Choinim like bringing down. First, like one case, let's say you have a tapuz, a shkoliot, or a case of you have a pineapple, means basically an orange, and a case of a grapefruit or a pineapple. These things, the maisa pashas have a little bit of a sour, some of them have a little bit of sour taste to it. Citrus fruit. Any citrus fruit, a grapefruit, you can sense it. An orange is a little bit harder to sense it. What things, grapefruits, yes, they have a sour taste to it. This is the sour sticks the kids buy have a sour taste to it, but maisa they like it. So what's something that has a little bit of a sour taste to it? So it's a question to Rav Safraim, you're back, yish machmim, yish makilim. But Rabbeinu Kutz, we asked the question, he might have said, achilu wa machmim v'di evru meikol. So this is the one vucha, how far do you take this concept of here, what is Pesach HaMutzim? One example is discussed is an esrik. What's the loch of an esrik? So they point out, be'etzem, the Gemara in the Avodah Zarah, when it's discussed is, when you use a second shal issa, you want to kashur it, you do ne'itza. That's what Tor Malka did, and afterwards she cut an esrik. Gemara says she cut an esrik. Over there, says the Rashba, we see that after you do the itzik, you use it for double charif. So we see from the Rashba, that esrik nichol going to get double charif. Because chetuvah tzim kufa valv, but you down the way that esrik is a double charif. There's a machlok again, except simply the Rashba. Others go for other reasons, different ways to learn the sugya. But the Rashba says that's pleis.
What about the regular one?
That means they want to say the chulk maybe disagrees. A lemon sif dal, then we'll get sif dal. We're discussing cases then. A case of borscht and sif bay is what is borscht. So again, the tas is borscht, mais nichel and get a double charif. Now, I had borscht in my house, my parents make it, I don't know why it all is charif. And the kids, if you read the Pesach Tshuva, he'll himself make different dargas. That means he says, if you cannot drink it chai, then it's still charif. If you can drink it chai, it's per chamutim. If you put the white of the egg inside, that's the mais's mutter. And Mekitzi ends off very simple. Hakol piroif ain't a mayara. It's according to the people over there. But he makes three levels, and he ends off. You have to judge every borscht by itself. That means my parents' borscht. I'm not sure why it's charif. Others maybe it is. Maybe make it differently. And again, every situation you really have to judge over here. Another case is discussed again is onions. I know people tell me onions. I looked around the swarm. No one says today in swarm or print that onions today are not nechil get a charif. Nobody in print. Again, you guys like telling me these things. I've looked. And all the raids from today, they bring down all that latest hack, they don't bring down such a concept otherwise. They do discuss what's Pshah in the Pesachei Tshuva, that he brings in a chamud in the air that says small onions, you can be make of a makam hefted, like Peres Chamutim. What does that mean in that situation? What's Enev Neyemoy? So that, what's small onions, the way that Zivchei Tzedek, Kav Chaim says it means the onion is not ripe. It means a regular onion, that's small, was not ripe yet. That's one way to understand it. Or another way, how the Madan HaShulchan once say it means scallions. And the extent of Zivchei Tzedek to the Kav HaChaim, he says that's his raya. They point out that's a mistake. That's not true. Fine, but actually, once they mean scallions. Therefore, the Swam discussed, well, maybe scallions is only nichlal peres chamutim. Therefore, ain't even a yoimoy. And in the case where Mokhm said, then he can be mekel. Regular onions, loimot, sinu, anybody who might want to be mekel.
The research, I think, is sweet onions.
That Keshuvah of Grada brings down, those who want to say the Metzias today is different than what Chazal say, and we do not have any Metzias that Charif switched it. Now you could tell me that we're discussing different onions. There's not really what the Dakar Chuva is saying. Fine, could be. Now another case brought down the Ramah is dog and meluchim, salty fish. So what is salty fish? The Shach is very clear, it has to be meluchim be yaser, very, very salty. If the Swam get involved, it means something like herring. The Swam says it has to be either very, very schmaltz herring, or the case be very, very salty herring over here. That's some regular herring by the shuk. If the Archon Shulchan discuss it, the Chesh Ve'efa discuss it, they say it has to be mamash malts, even that has to be really very salty over here. Otherwise, we nichol in this category. Anchovies. Anchovies, if it makes it very charif. Now, another case discussed is what about sour pickles? Mlafon chamutzim. So, coming the Archon Shulchan, he brings down the case over there, he says, Maisel, of course, not charifis at all. Because the Obachman said, Maisel is charifis, the Archon discusses it. He wants to be choshes as charif over here. Just to be practical, what does that mean? Who cares if sour pickles are charif or not? So in this country, where they sell in cans. But in America, they sell it in jars. So jars, you open the jar, and you have to get them out. So of course, you don't use your hands. So over here, you take it with a utensil. You take a fork. It says it before us, what did you take your fork, you puncture it, you take it out. Half the times, you puncture it, you pull out, let's come out with it. You have to try a second time. So in essence, you took your fleshka fork, you punctured it, you did a tuchid zekino, it's something that's charif, and you just make this out pickle, fleshiks. Fine, you get the next one. The guy, next guy, takes his milking fork for his milking meal, and does the same thing. Or he takes it out from the can, and uses it for his milking stuff over here. In essence, you had, and that's what you see people do, is in essence they puncture it, and they make this thing, a bayam, it's on the sugar of chrif, of its min that you're using over the utensil. Therefore he says you should be very careful what you're doing. Now, if you did do it, they point out that tons as far as the mice of white you make, either, first of all, who says it's chrif, number one, number two, stamply enim neyemoy, you have a tear for that. Number three, the Taz says you can make a makam hefzit. Number four, who says it's a sour pickle that's soft, and nichol neged the yaduchko? It's serious that you see with Michael. Who says puncturing in itself is soft? Maybe it's soft enough. Before it says all these reasons in the footnote. On top, he says to be machmer. He writes it four different times, signing his blue safer, signing his red safer, twice in each one. But in the footnote, he says the mice, I'll bring you like a bunch of reasons why to be Michael. He says, who says the mice over here is nichol neged of duchko? It's soft over here. But what he says, you have to always realize, why is your fork fleshiks? Why is your fork melchiks? How in the world exactly make it that way? Because you're using a cliche on the utensil and the plate over here. Mice and chlor is also clean over here. What are you worried about? What he has a shadow chlor patch of bottle of shishim over here. Can you really tell in the cucumber where exactly you function it over here? So you have all these far as the mice away. Not that bad of a concept what you did over here. But to do lechatchila, he said the mice shouldn't do. That's the mice you should not do. Another case, Chazal brings down the case of silka. Now, what is silka? The Olim says the words are beets. Now, beets, the mice are not too sharp. I mean, onions, they're saying, is maybe sharp, maybe not sharp. And beets, the mice, are a little get sharp. So the Prima Gadim writes, what are silka? Lo yedanu mahu. I do not know what exactly it is. Or Choshulchan writes, in yedua. But Moshe writes, Evchen, roiv minim, the mice do not know what it is. By the Shulchan writes, we don't know what it is. So again, the Agama, it's written, and the Olam teaches the beets. It's very hard. They teach it that way. But to say it means the beets they buy today in the shop is very hard to understand nichol neged of charif. And therefore, if God, if you have a case of silko, what we call beets, the chur be nichol negeda of peris chamutzim is manazah, and therefore, makom hesher, in ibn yom, otherwise you can't be mekel. The chur, that silko is not our silko. That's the chur of the pashtis.
Where's the Tazi in ibn yom?
What? He says, like him in Saf, the Mario, what I said beforehand. What's before? Sivkon ches. Sivkon ches. The Sivkon before, and the Trumas Adeshim, Mario is the Trumas Adeshim. No, there he says that to be a case of in ibn yom. A case of tznoin. That's a radish. So the loch of a radish is a gemara. Vadi afi machmer. Come on, Baruch Hashulchan. He writes,
Bialdusi. If silk is not beets, then the borsh issue comes up.
Yeah.
Also.
But again, I'll call a few more in a row.
Another one's talking about borsh. He said he didn't know what.
He doesn't know what beets are. No, for it means not our beets.
What's
the Maria beats?
What's the
Ksas for
the
Hakel? Ksas for the Hakel, in Sukkot Ches, means a tear for who says, Eni Bnei Yom, and comes a Ketzer Bnei Yom. The Aruch Hashulchan Migdama, the case of Tznoi and the Radish, Bialdusi, when I was younger, Shmati Mechel Magdolim, I heard from one of the Gdolim, the name of a great Echad, it was Makel and a radish, Shikli Plosa Levono. A white radish. A white radish, my see, was Makel. He said the Chush made, he tastes it, not Chwif over here. No, he says, he heard from one of the Gdolim that a white radish for the mice is good. They point out on the market there's black radish, there's white radish, and there's red radish. Reitach. So, where's the Makar he's getting it from? So, the Sefer called Makar Baruch. The Torah Tamima is four volumes, over 2,000 pages. Most of it's stories. So over there in the Chelik Gimel, he brings down the Maisa. He brings down over there that one time, Chaim Volozhin was learning with all his Talmidim, Chaim Volozhin, all Talmidim, and came along the Isha with the Shaila, and she said she cut her Tznoin with a Milchik knife. And she wanted to know what to do with this Tznoin over here. So Chaim Esther, he thought about Esther. is it snowing, the maisa white, or is it black? She said, it's levana, it's white. She said, if so, no problem, maisa is powerful. Powerful. The Talmidim, when the shtoimim, maisa, before it's snowing, is the chaligeta of davar charif over here. It's before she black, white, gemara. So come along, he says, first of Chaim Volozhin explained, I have a Kabbalah from my Rebbe, the Goyim, Kabbalah from the Goyim. If I hold something emes based upon Metzias, it's not charif, I should follow my own hasaga. It's not charif. However, the Shulchan Aruch and the place come are against me. So how am I going to fit my halacha into what says in Shulchan Aruch? So he says, I thought about it, and Be'etzim, where's the base Seisim, the Mechaba from? He lives in Tzfas. In Tzfas, based upon the books over there, they only have the case of black radish, not white radish. So I asked her. She said she had white. We're in Europe over here, we have white radish. And since I could fit my words into the Shulchan Aruch, I could fit my words in, he meant black, I meant white, I hold my snachrif, the maisa is mekel. Again, I've got both in the coin. The loch is what I feel is correct, what I should follow, and I fit my words in the Shulchan Aruch, the maisa is not a problem over here. And therefore, white radish, the maisa can mekel, that's the Aruch Shulchan, is saying over, my alduse, my kabbal, my rebbeim, coin echot. Now the Torah Tumimah is our Chashulchan's son. So the Torah Tumimah was saying it over from his father. This might have happened. M'shem the Chaim Volozhin, M'shem the Goyin over here. Now, therefore, if you learn our Chashulchan off numerous times, we came across this over the years, the Chashulchan seems to have Mahalach, when he holds something as emes, then he has a kasha and the Shulchan Aruch says something against him, so he makes a doich b'shad in the Shulchan Aruch. Pashi got from this makor. For example, we had a case in the Gerit to Klishim Lach Tlehet, Mutler, to move only makom tzarich, bli tzarich klal maisa osur. Kemal the Aruch HaShulchan says if you have any tzarich at all, because you want to do any reason at all, the maisa tzmutter. 1/5 of the words of Shulchan Aruch, he pointed out, look at the makor shabai, that's not so, you need a tzarich toiv. So the mentioned that the Aruch HaShulchan mahalach is, as long as you fit to the words of Shulchan Aruch, say there. Maisa, there's a shkach of the base states have had, he had everything been a shemaim. The maisa, if he held something's emes, maisa makom tzarich, he can be mekel. Who is klishmak lesser? That's the B'chaim Volozhin saying a white radish is not nichel nechumah or davar charif, not a chumah over here. Maisa comes on Chalkis Yaakov in Shuvah and he brings down this Torah Tumimah. He says he does not believe stories. And also lahamim, you cannot believe this maisa. Can't believe it. The Gemara says so. The maisa is also over here. So I bring a raya. The Ramah lived in Ashkenaz. They say Vatruma is Ashkenaz. They're discussing a case of Tznoin. They bring down the locha as is. And they're not mechalik over here, black or white. And therefore they said, locha of Tznoin, nichel neged of davar charif, l'maisti, yash be machmer. They said it was up to him. Well, the maisti will take it out of anything and print. He'll tell the printer, the maisti can print it. You have no right to print something. It's also to print these words, be a michshul, it's not true, it's sheker. I told the maisti, how can I print my notes? I told the maisti, bring the chalkas Yaakov, and afterwards, the maisti can print one after another, that's beseder.
It's not printed for years.
It's on probably Hebrew books. Why is it around? I don't think that's the reason why they don't print it.
Yeah.
Maisa, the Dr. Shuva himself, he also brings down this Aruch HaShulchan over here. And the Maisa says, this Dimas HaPlais came around for hundreds of years. The Maisa did not seem to go this Mahalach over here. And if one time the Maisa Teva Kobi is Nichnas, he said, Maisa to be Mesemch upon it, even Makom Hefzad the Yeshlodin, and if one Svam is Manenu, the Maisa seem to go that whether it's white and even red, if Yisrael finds any red radishes, also not as Charif, also if Dom finds it, the red, white, black, all the Maisa the same, the Oshkos is all the same, the Loch is Nichon the Gedev Tznoin, if it's also Gomer. Another case in Gedev Charif is what about Chrein? So I'm all the Maisa brings down Chrein, as Maisa Dom Charif. We did discuss, right, I think twice, the loch is if you have chrein and you put your spoon inside, fleshka spoon, for your filter fish, you leave it inside for 6 to 18 minutes. You have a bayam to the sugar of kovish when there's liquid over there, and therefore your chrein mice might be fleshik.
They call chrein, not what we have chrein. They have red and
some
sort of
salad. So then, correct. So theirs are much sharper, but ours are sharp. Also sharp. And if you tell me, I can maybe make my head full. Ours are less sharp. Our sharp, but less sharp. Much less, but less sharp.
That's a
riot.
That's selling
because
that's selling.
Again, we pointed out the chayin of the when you have you don't put a plastic spoon, you put a fleshy spoon. The mice the chayin is fleshy. He would tell me who in the world eats chayin with a milk. Ken Zayn. We did mention then maybe seven serufim. Why the mice? Why won't monkey chayin fleshy? But the Yevet, say the Maisa, you have to realize that the Chorach Chayin Nichol Devil Chorif, and if you do use it for milk and fly shakes, the Maisa, make sure you put in a plastic spoon inside. Fine, again, that's a tziruf. But again, not like a chilo. Now, negate the spices. So come along, they discuss the case of Zangvil. Shulchan Aruch brings down the halacha of the case of Zangvil. The Shach's words are, it's not really machma kol kach in Zangvil. Sounds like it's not really that charif. Machabam brings down the Toftan Aleph. However, to point out, the Mishnebru and Simon Toftan Aleph, the Oilam looked up, they get to the Chum of the Chavadas and the Evan Ezer. They came along the Mishnebru and argued on both of them and said that something that's inside the onion will go inside the knife, will transfer one to another. His case is Zangvil. I mean, even something that's a quasi-charif, still how far to go against a Chavadas and Ebenezer? Even in such a case, he said you have to be machmer and say when he caught an onion with a fleshy knife, and then he caught afterwards with a milk knife, it goes to the milk knife in the case of Zangvil. It reveals how far he took it. He took it against the Chavadas, against the Ebenezer, in the case of, that's ginger, that's quasi-charif. That's how far he machmer. That means we don't do these things. We don't take our fleshy onion and put it inside a pyre of a blender. If it's done, Pais can make a bit of it. But the Vadim, we don't do that such a thing. Another case in the gate of spices, a case of salt, melech. So again, the Shach is very clear by us and Tzadikai that salt, the meister, is davar charif. The Pais can speak out. Machar Ram says it means very salty. Not stam salty. It means something very salty in the Nichol Gedav Charif. The gate to liquids, also the Magavram Mishmur bring down the case of Chimitz, Chazak, very strong vinegar, is also Nichol Gedev Charif. They point out also whiskey is poshes, Davar Charif, and therefore the gate of Pesach, when you want to kasher your silver whiskey cups, you'll have to kasher them inside the Sugar of Charif. I mean, you don't leave your whiskey inside for 24 hours, but the mice, you leave it inside for maybe a couple of minutes. You buy out 6 to 18 minutes, you buy out into the Sugar of Kavash over here, and therefore, before, that's why we won't use whiskey cups for Pesach. Unless you really stuck in kasher it, why am I telling the sugar over here of the idea of the whiskey is nichol negedah of charif?
The vinegar of the FDA
is not sure.
Yes. The problem is leaving the spoon in there. Yes. That's kavash. If it's liquid there, this chrein on Pesach, usually chrein can have no liquid there, so that won't be a problem.
Taking any place
you're going to
the spoon and
destroying
and dishing it out, and that's it.
Not dishing out, no problem. It has to be 6 to 18 minutes.
This vinegar is considered dalakara?
Strong vinegar. That means it's mavucha among the chrein in the case of kavash. What the level of vinegar is and what the loch by vinegar is.
You go to your store, local store, and 5% is probably not.
It's certainly quasi charif, not your half charif.
What does it mean?
I have no clue. There's numbers on them.
Don't know what it means. Certainly, I would say the cholapon should not be worse than case of Paris Chamutzim. Now, one last thing is the case of a dry charif or dry spice over here. The Kamal Archa Shulchan, I'm sorry, the Shach, he wants a taino that something that's yovish is it won't have the chumbo and nichol and get a charif over here. Back and forth. The maskana sounds like it wants to be mekel. The chodesh ma'ase come along and said the ma'ase person can be mekel. Oh, so the ma'ase again. First he brings down those who machmer the Torah's chatas, and the ma'ase the prim godim chavdas ma'ase machmer. Second, come along dekma vovo says very nice to shachas and sifbeis. You want to be mekel by yavish. On sif gimel, the case of maducha spices, he's grounding it up. In fact, the dekma vovo on the page against the shach, how do you answer sif gimel? It's a case of maducha. You're grounding spices over there. Pashas yavish. It's yavish. Why is it different?
The difference when you're leaving it, the shama, so there's nothing.
But what's
about
dukkha or grounding? Dukkha, the shach wants to be mekel.
Right.
And when grounding wants to be machmer. Right. Why? So either Dagmavo wants to answer, dukkha is a little bit different, because there you might see you have charifis, number one, mitzvah maducha, and number two, from the spice itself. You have two charifis over here. He sent to Sugya and Psachim. Or come on, the Shulchan, the base man wants to answer, Echonami. So if Kimel Toma spices have lachluchas to it, there's liquid, some juice to it. Fine, the different ways you have to answer it, but first of all, Vik and the Paiskim want to argue in the Shach, want to know Maisa, what's Chilik whether it's Yavash or not. The Maisa circle says, it is a case of Charif over here. And for the Maisa, you have to always answer Sif Kimel over here. Fine, one last case is Sif Dal, lemons. Now, lemons come on the Mechaber, and he discusses, and says very clearly, the Maisa Dichon get of Charif. However, the minig was, you buy lemon juice, sap, the words of the Taz, lemon juice, the Maisa minig was to be Mekel. Come along, the Ramon explains that even though the lemons are cut with a sack and shalisser, Kfarat nispatel atam, the Tamas bottle. Now, what exactly does that mean over here, the Tamas bottle? So there is a shach over here, so Chabi beer, what exactly it means, the Chavdas, the Zetoichik, so I'm trying to have try to sound what it means, to put to the side. The way the floss says over Pshat, or the Adihudo, or the Baruch Shulchan brings it down this way. Let's just take numbers, it's very simple. A person, let's say, he cuts a lemon. The loch is, according to Mechab, a tila, we go for the Evin, a tila. And a tila is 1 inch, 2.4 centimeters. That means, let's say you take a knife and you cut into it. The tila is 10 times the amount of the thickness of the blade of the knife. Pashtus, the blade over here, the tila is 10 times the amount. That means you cut one lemon, it goes in 10 times. It goes in 10 times the blade. You cut five lemons, 50 times the amount, all five are usur. When you cut the sixth lemon, if it goes into the tila, you have 60 times the amount already. It should be bottled. It's the bleed that's going on over here. You cut 7, 8, 9. It'll come out the first 5 also. Once you eat 11 lemons, it's bottled barayv. That means, wise, if you tell me you did not go on the first one, so fine. Whatever, anything that happened, once you eat 11 lemons, mice is a bottled barayv over here. Because again, once the lemon and teal is 10 times the blade, Matthias wise, you have to have a bittle. That's what the Ramo over here is saying. The numbers I said over was about the Shulchan's numbers. He said 10 times the amount. He said the 11 lemons. I am very clear. Very simple. Once you have the lemon, the mice is bottle of shishim. Bottle of roiv, and you have a case of shishim over here.
That works even if you've been saying
canonical time? Oh, so that's the kashu. That means, first, that's what pshat in the mechaber is. Now, the main kashu over here is that the beggar of the mechaber. Very good. The Bayah is Ramo. He holds Chanam by Shari Yisur. So the Behetim says, if you read the Shach is asking this Kasha. Yishlon, if it really is, the Behetim says the Shach is asking this Kasha, but it's on the Sugi of Chanam. The Pigwan Meister does ask Kasha by himself. Mati Yonison is Kasha over here. We'll ask Kasha. And the way the Pigwan he wants to answer is the case of Lamajus Lach Balach. Lach Balach Bak Behef Siru Kami Mekel. Void, who says lemons are chuif? You have a tzir for that. Void, maybe a sack of yuchid over here. So you have a tzir for the tzir of, anyway, mekel mok mehesed, ruba, balach balach, it can't be mekel. That's the people on the territory. Why, even the Amal Maisen wants to be mekel, which then you have to go back to the sugya of Chanan. What's a locha when you have something that first went in when it's yavish, and then you grab it up to the case of lach? That means what happened, Betsy? You cut the lemon, the bleed went inside the lemon that's yavish, then you made lemon juice afterwards. We pointed it out over there, it really depends upon machlik shushan, what pshat over there is lach balach, mekel mok mehefzid. Is it swar, because it's right now it's a liquid, or since it went into being a yavish, so you look at the pirmagodim over there, the maisi is machma over there. And the have a big mavuchad, he answers the steer's pirmagodim. Because he couldn't get over here a case of lach, and over there he calls it a case of yavish. Fine, kasha, the achorim have to deal with the pirmagodim.
Why is lemon
yavish? Because when you cut the lemon's yavish.
Why?
The lemon itself is a piece of lemon. It's a salad lemon. So the
bleed itself has lochel.
It has bleed when it's hard. That means you have a deepest chol that goes inside a piece of meat. That mice is that is chanan of mamoshes. Then you ground it. It came out lemon juice over here. So again, we said about machlokes, but chashuv is cost. Kiveg over there is cost. What's a lochel over there? The pirgun has a big bayah. Fine. So again, you have to see how the chachamim answer it. Mice besides the sugya of chanan, somehow the ramot did not go with it. Now, Loch Lemaiser, do we go with this Indian over here? So again, there are those, the Maiser certainly wants to be Machmer on lemons, the Shach himself brings down the Bach, Maiser wants to be Machmer, the grain seems to go this way, the Pichodesh is Choshish. Maiser, the Bada Shulchan says, the Maiser can be Mekel. There is a second point over here. The Mala Maiser says, Mokum of the Minig, a person that can be Mekel. What's the Loch without the Minig? Are we Machmer without the Minig? So again, you read the Shach, he's saying, without any specific Minig, also be Machmer. That means the symbol reading the Amor to be Mekel even without any specific minig. That's what the Shulchan says. You read the words, that's simple reading. Well, Maish, the Shach says, no reason to be Machmer. We have no minig. In this country, we have no such minig. In America, we have no such minig. And another reason why to Aser. That means, number one, who says we're passing like the Amor? Number two, you have a Shalom inside the Sugar of Hanan. Number three, that's only when you have a minig. Who says we have a minig? We have to be Mekel. And therefore, the Swam is Manenu, not a common situation, but it's not that simple to be Semich on a Loch Lemaish to be Mekel. Agam the Bada Shulchan himself doesn't want to be Mekel instead of upon the Ramah over here. Building upon this is, we mentioned a couple of times, just to speak it out clear now, you have a lemon. You go on a pigisha with your wife. Fine. Your wife, you can do that also. It's a very good thing to go do. It's healthy, they say. Fine. And you go to the Malone hotel in Chutzlaretz, to be very clear, Chutzlaretz, and you order the Coke, and they come back with the Coke with the lemon inside. She orders a Diet Coke, you order the regular Coke, usually she orders Sprite. Fine, but Maisa, and you have the lemon inside. The question over here is, Pasha's al-Sugya, they cut the lemon with a knife or whatever's in the restaurant. And therefore, you have a question over here, mitzvah sugya, can you drink the Coke? What's your question? You have a bayad, the lemon's covered with pashal, sakin, shal, iser, has bleas now of iser. The lemon went inside. The reason why they put the lemon inside is because you taste it. It's made to taste. You might drink it, you do taste the lemon inside. So do you have a bayad, mitzvah lemon inside, you're allowed to drink it? Can you take the lemon out to drink the Coke? That's the question. So come along the achronim, there are two different avenues why exactly to be mekel. One, you said they come along and say, what are we discussing the iser? As kovish, it's not 24 hours. No kovish over here.
So let's talk
with the knife first. No, the knife, we'll get to that also. First, what to ask her? Let's say the knife is also, please put the lemon. As kovish, no maise kvisha. Elamai, you tell me, the lemon you taste inside is a vidula taimei.
And that's 6 to 18 minutes.
By the liquid has to be charif. Here the liquid is not charif. No, the Coke is not charif. No, that's it's not charif. Acid base, no. Now
they say you can disintegrate things in Coke,
but that's not called
charif.
That's
not charif.
That's pretty.
Not 24 hours.
Can you still get anything on a cup of sugar?
No cup of sugar here. That's number one. Number two, they have bayam tzad sugar vidla time. The lock of vidla time afi be'elflei bottle. Numerous times. The halacha we had in Sarachas and Kofay and numerous times, the vidula time of the vidula bottle, dafka, when it's the iser atzmoy, not a blia. The lemon itself is mitzvah kosher. Only means the blia of the sakin. So you don't have the chum of vidula time. Elamai, what happens? You cut the lemon, it's inside. How many droplets come out of your lemon? The way a lemon, every citrus fruit has, it has sacks of juice inside. You cut them and some droplets come out. How many droplets are coming out inside the Coke? 3, 5, 10, 20. That's what you have to worry about. Those droplets over there. The amount of droplets you have inside, no matter how small of a Coke they get you, partially is 60 times the amount. It's 20 droplets, 60 times the amount. It's not that much. 30 droplets. All you have to worry about is the droplets itself. I got mutation. That's not the issue. The issue is you have 60 times the amount. So the chura to be mad to the Coke, which on that reason itself should be enough. Should be enough. However, sorry?
Can't finish the cup.
Oh, so they say, what are you supposed to go do? Take it out and then you can drink it. You should not leave it inside. You leave it inside because in the end you'll have an issue. Correct. But you might have to take it out. So again, number one, they say in Eretz Yisrael this does not work. In Eretz Yisrael you have bayam to the sugya of Erlo or Shmito Kedoymo. And therefore it's a vidula taimei if you have an bottle because it's a machmas atzmoi. So in Eretz Yisrael this hetter will not work. Number two, they say when you order it, they get a mal the shiloh, when you order it, are they doing it for you and you have a bayam mevatel islat chilo? There you have to tell them. And you should tell them, don't put the lemon inside. I've told them and they come with the lemon anyway. So fine, they didn't do it for you. But otherwise, you have a bayah. You should mention, don't do it. Number three, I said a case of Coke. What's the loch in the gate to tea? Last one discussed tea with the same thing, lemon inside. Well, then one time, it's the same cheshbon, same svar, the mice to be mekel. Oh, so come on, Yishal Chalik. Why do I say the same thing? Tea is a klisheni. Klisheni is not mevashel. Klisheni is not mevashel. Now, the cliche is not mavashal. Do you say by the lemon inside your tea, it's a davar charif over here? And if it is mavashal, that means you learn siman samachtes, siftes, Ramo brings down, negate to davar charif, we'll say it is mavashal. So it seemed to me a little bit mavuch among the swarm today. What does that mean? What's charif over here? The lemon's charif, but the tea's not charif. So what has to be charif to say nichum negate a vishal over here? Right. That means I saw the day of brewer wants a taino, you have no heter as this yisayit, because it's mavashal over here. Others here, Felder or Pimgon Mashal, they want taino. No, it's not charif. Why? What's charif? The lemon, but not the tea. So it seems to be a little bit of argument. I have to look back in the curious, see who's correct over here. But they seem to be arguing what exactly we have beside the tea shibboleth. Is there a heter when you have a lemon inside? What's a klisheni? Meister said that's one heter. They come along from a second heter. I mean, it's from all mekel, it's from two different sugyas. That's one sugya to be mekel. The second sugya to be mekel is that we have the lochan sif aleph and sif beis, that mamokim tziruf, we can be mekel. That means the lochan sif aleph, you have a ketzet tznoin. And over there it says the locha, if you have a kli miyuchalakach, a mora katsino, then mamokim tziruf, any of the yome can be mekel. Boy, the lochan sif beis, by case of a zangvel, if you have kli miyuchal, the maestro, you can be mekel. In these hotels, those who want taino, that these things that are cutting over there is geder a nichel in the concept of kli miyuchod, or the chalapach is nichel in the geder of a chash kli miyuchod. Also, the chor is a case of enim ben yarmoy, and therefore you have a tzivus of alpha tzibes why you can't be mekel. That means the two reasons why can be mekel over here by the case of lemon inside the coke. One means how the sugya of ma'aseh this bittul over here, mamash ram over here, it is kvan nisbatul atam, first hour of mosif dalit. Another reason, the other alpha the base even not nisbatul, you have a tzir for inim bnei yomay with maybe a klim yuchud to be mekel. Two separate makars to be mekel, maybe not in the case of tea, but again, aloch and tzolachur would not apply, and also tell them not to order it.
That wouldn't apply next.
By the case of Avidul Taimei?
No.
The second, the Sifdala would not apply, Sif Alpha Base would apply.
No, there's nothing to do with the life.
What? No, I'm saying it won't apply. It won't apply. Neither reason will apply. Sorry, no, take it back. Neither reason will apply. Not the gate to knife, the gate to lemon itself.
Lemon's also Strum's Messers.
Right. Right. Neither one. Neither Svar applies.
Do you ever mice with a lemon?
Okay. Oil is actually. Oil is
the only
thing. Oil
is the only thing.
Oil is the
only
thing. Oil is the only thing. Oil is the only thing. Oil is the only thing. Oil is the only thing. Oil is the only thing. Oil is the only thing.
On top of the cup. They put it on top on the side. They say, oh, take it off. It drips down a little bit. You know, take it off.
Does it make the bleeds come out
of the cup? No, there's no duch over there.
It's kavish. It sits there for 6 to 8 minutes.
Is it a kavish 6 to 8 minutes on the liquid?
Glass, no bleed.
Glass, no bleed. But Sifei is locha of kishuim. Now, a couple of Gemara and the Akavir Beis and the Chulin brings down al kishus, locha by kishus will not be like locha of tznoin. Gir the bay pischa, you should do gira, you should do scrape on that ear that was cut for ochel and go eat it. Now, some people use the word greira, some use the word greida. So there's no difference. The Baal Shulchan speaks out very clearly. It means the same exact thing. It means to scrape in that area. Now, what are kishuim? Shem pash ba loischa. Come on, Rashi is very good. He says cucumbers, or the one that has a pirish over there, says melafophone. Kishuim is a case of cucumbers. Now, the locha, again, is very clear. You have to grate them. You have to scrape it. Now, what exactly is that? Says the Taz and Shach by us, apila beisesif, that by the case of klipa, it means the thinnest piece that can be taken off in one shot. Grate is less than that. It means scraping. Now, we did have a shayla, the shaft in Simitzak Beit and in Simitzak Gimel seems to say klipa and greda is the same thing. Kasha, but the mice over here, the post can go. The case of greda is less than that. It's more than a docha, but less than klipa. It's basically scraping. Now, what is the reason to be machma over here? What's this for? Pasha's not harif. Why do you have to greda? That means a loch in Simitzak Aleph, in the beginning, says, Basta touches Gavina, the loch is a docha. Why in the world do we need greda over here? Come along the Rishonim, and they have two reasons. First, come along the Taz and Shach, they bring down that since the Achluchis over here has some liquid over here, therefore we do a Dacha of a Geret, it doesn't like wash it away, it pushes it further inside. Therefore, you have to grate it to take out what's going on over here. One reason. Come along the Shach, and the Mitzayin to the Monach and Isra Heter, a second reason. He says, why? Because over here it also has a little bit of a Charifas. Sounds like there's a fourth level of Charifas now. That means you know there's the Gemara, there's Rishonim, there's Peres Chamutzim, and the fourth level. Slight Charifas. The Maaseh comes on the Pim Godim, he says, we're discussing over here, even when the Sakin is Naki. So why in the world are we coming to be Choshish for? What's reason to be Machma over here? So one time the Ikka reason, even though Shach only Mitzayin to it, is Mitzayin over here, the little bit of Charifas, it takes it out. That's the Ikka reason. That means to tell what the Ikka reason is. The Baal Shulchan says, therefore, we're Choshish for both reasons. Either has some lachluchis to it, any vegetable has some lachluchis, or the reason has some slight sharpness to it, we nichol nischumma, that the loch is unique greater to it. You have to scrape it over here. Now, what does that mean? So first, what is kishuim? What's the nichol in the category of kishuim? Let's look up the Rambam inside. He says in another case, avatiach, a watermelon. That's at least what we teach it today. That means in the Chumash, in Parsh Baloischa, it says kishuim is an avatiach. Now, Klal Yisrael complained to the Midbar, the Maisa, the month does not taste like Avatiach or Kishuim. The Gemara, you would have Ein Hei Mizan because it was not good for Amenekes to have these things. Therefore, the month did not taste this way. It's brought down in the Medrash, in the Sikta Zutro, or the Yaklit Ruveni, the reason why the mon did not taste this way, or these things are particularly kosher l'shikha. Kishuam kosher l'shikha, avatiyah is kosher l'shikha. If so, what exactly is avatiyah? What?
The dam is kosher l'shikha.
Eating is kosher l'shikha. Kosher l'libot, I think the words are. Ma'aseh the Mechaim Kanievsky, in Sefer Zikaron, he has all the list of things that are kosher l'shikha, is in fourth Madura, he adds in this medrash. Madura, he adds in the ma'aseh of these things. If so, they ask him, so what's avatiyah? We all seem to eat watermelons. What exactly is avatiyah? Kishum is cucumbers. Now, I heard other ones say squash, other things, I'm not sure. Ma'aseh ask him simply avatiyah. What exactly is avatiyah? So he wrote back, because I'll say avatiyah is not what we call today avatiyah. So go back to him. So what is today avatiyah? So he says, some will say it's melon. Okay, melon. I'm not sure what that is. So melons. No one can get out of that. The Maaseh of the Baruch Shulchan writes, we're not sure exactly what avatiyah layer is, and the Issa Shugar Chemedol exactly is not sure what exactly is. So I'm not clear what avatiyah exactly is. Sign the gate to our sugya. Sign the gate to the sugya of Kosher Shicha. Sign the gate to Menekes. Not sure. It's not what we say avatiyah is today. It's melon. Whatever melon is. The Maaseh, to be practical, Kamal the Archa Shulchan and the Chacham Masadam, the Kamal they say Pashas all Paris and all Yerukas Bezmanazeh is nichel in this Chumrah over here. That's the concept of this idea of Kishuim. Therefore, they say any cabbage, or the way the article says cabbage, or tomato, or pumpkins, or beets, or lettuce, all these things are nichel in this Chumrah over here, and therefore you have to do a case of Gredo. Let's say you cannot do Gredo, Kamal and Pesach Shuvah, and bring down the Chavas Yar, he says you do Shiv Shiv Haituch. That's what he says, and come, others won't disagree. It's Tim Shulchan Aruch. But the Shulchan says from the Yad Yehuda, the Maaseh, you have to grade, you can't do grade. The Maaseh, you have a Baya over here. Just to be practical, over here, what exactly are we worried about? That means always two things in Gerit Yisakin, there's a Blias and there's Shamnunis. So what's the deal over here with Man Azeh when you have a Sakin that's clean? That means we say today our knives can be clean, the Stama knife inside your jewel Maaseh is clean, someone get involved, maybe it's serrated, it won't be clean, but Pasha, our knives are clean. So you take a clean knife and lamaisa, you've cut something. What do you have to worry about? Shamnunis? No shamnunis over here. Oh, so a couple of people got him, and he Lishitoser points out, I have a bayam instead of sugim charifas. If it's not the sugim charifas, lamaisa asa, even though it's clean. That's people got him over here. However, he goes on further and says, on this light charifas, do you have any ma'amokm say, any benyamim makes a benyamim? We have no ma'amokim. That means if it's clean, there's no shamnunis. Also, please, if any ben yaymai, we have no ma'amokim making ben yaymai. Come on, people, himself, it says the mice. In this case, the mice, it's motor. Mice, it's motor. Therefore, to be practical, this halachah and tifei, most of our cases are any ben yaymai, or the whole book is tam kli any ben yaymai. If you know your knife is clean, or a lot of people can say, you assume any knife inside the jewel of the mice is clean, well, now there's chum of grade, though. Even if he did, again, Aval was Lachem B'diya, would you have the Pesach HaTshuvah and the Chavos Yor, would you go to? Lamaiz, practically, it's not too common this situation over here. Therefore, someone called me up, he wanted to know, he just, from Toronto, he wanted to know that he cut a bunch of salad with a milk knife. He wants to put it in his turkey salad. Can go do that. Clean knife. Anybody have mine? Mine's no problem. Portion. Once it's done, it's done. I mean, I wouldn't tell a guy to cut it that way, but not. Once it's done, my sister's motor. But in Sivay, is mapshul the sugya of a lefes, a turnip over here. Now, in this sugya, when you cut a lefes, first come along, the more has a het over here, you cut the lefes, then you cut the lover crib afterwards, the maestri can be mekel. Now, to apply just practically, there are a bunch of klolim over here. Number one, the maestri says, still you need a case of adachal. Number two is the dafka lefes for other things. The Beisayshim bring down from the Rambam, what say means even other things. The Maaseh Ramon says dafka case of lefes. That's how the Chokhmah's Omar Chashukh Paskin. Number three, come along Ramon. Again, the Chokhmah's Omar Chashukh dafka one time. It has to be lefes, the Chirif. Lefes, Chirif. Lefes, Chirif. But all you come along the place to discuss, that's dafka maybe by Sakin Shal Heter, not by Sakin Shal Isser. That means be practical. This Heter of lefes, I'm not sure what a lefes exactly is except a turnip. Do we have a Heter over here?
Stoke of a turnip.
Stoke of a turnip, okay. Practically, it doesn't happen this heter because we don't usually cut the lefes. And even if we did, it only happens only zachazel one time after another. And it was not to come this situation. To go do a lechatchila, mice the shach said a vada cannot do a double lechatchila. A single lechatchila is mavucho v'abba, makleikis. You know, mice want to make all other ones to argue.
What about the salad bar?
We'll get to it. Fine. Adkan on the page. Now I'll go to different cases over here. First, a case, common. You cut your vegetable, you open it up, and you see half a worm inside, on one side. On the side, the other half the worm. And you're just happy you didn't only eat it and have the same problem. So fine. So the question now is, what's the halacha negate to the fruit that you cut? What's the halacha negate to the sakin? Very common case. You cut things, you have worms inside. What's the halacha? What? It's a common case. You cut an apple and you have it. Over the years, again, it's not common, it's mina moksoi. It's common that over the years, it's like the egg, the blood side of the egg. It happens, but it's not mina moksoi. Why don't you push for it? But that's happened. Yeah, no, fine. It happens. Why did it happen? So you cut an apple, you cut the worm in half. Now, what's a halacha? That's a gate in apple, number one. And a gate, number two, what happens if you cut an onion and there's a worm on each side? Also, you cut the worm in half. That means there are two different cases here. There's an apple, regular fruit, any regular fruit is one question. Another question, what's the halacha negate to an onion? Same exact question. And each question has two parts to it. What's the halacha negate to the fruit? What's the halacha negate to the sakin? Two different questions. That means, come on the tazovi and sevkon yigimel, you bring down the Torah's chattis, solve first the case of a pre. Regular apple, you cut over here. He says, the halacha is the klipa ma'at. Don't know what the word ma'at means.
Where did you get that from?
Oh, exactly. I'll get to why. You guys have a question. But I mean, I know what klipa is. I know what atila is. I know what grade is. I know exactly what hadokah is. Define klipa ma'at, yesh lana. Fine. We have a halacha over here. Klipa ma'at. A new level over here. Klipa ma'at. Not sure. What is this for over here for? Maisa, what are you worried about? The court, there's no bleas coming out. They said the chayim very simple. There's some sham newness on the sakin that is going to go onto from the worm. You cut a worm. On the worm, go onto it and push a little bit further in. This balabatish. The worm is being pushed, it will drop further than where it is. Now, most of us usually won't have this issue, we'll cut away a lot if we even use the apple. Most of us won't use it. But even if we don't use it, we won't go mamish to the worm itself. We'll cut off the klipo and the tilo, cut off a lot. But that's the gate to the fruit and the old parts can be down. The loch is klipo ma'at. The gate to the sakin. So look up the Torah's chats inside. He said, very simple. The loch is the sakin is clean very well. Clean very well. Not for it. That's the gate to the sakin. The gate, when you cut an onion over here, it's again, coming with Taz, you bring down the Torah's chats, and again, he says the same exact halacha. The halacha is the case of a klipa. He says, even the case of tznoin, which is the Gemara's case, or the also more common case of onion, the same halacha of klipa. Now, the question is, why klipa? Why not the case of the tilo over here? Why are we holding Mechabas in the tilo? Why not a case of the tilo? So it says the Achorinim, very simple. Over here, the worm is nois tam lefkam. So it's nois tam lefkam. So we're not worried about the blias. We're only worried about the shamnunis. The shamnunis, again, is how much? Only klipa ma'at. The blias, the mice, nois tam lefkam. We're only worried about the shamnunis over here. It's the same thing, whether it's an apple or it's nois, we're worried about the shamnunis. That's a klipa ma'at. That's it. Shamnunis means the worm going to drop further in, drop more. Now, if that's so, it's Simon Kuv Zayin, Siv Beis, we discussed over there, and also Simon Kuv Dalet, Siv Gimel. We discussed over there that Vama Mu'asim, the Nashash Odom Kotzmehem, what's the halacha? Came along the Mechaber Dhamma, and they say the halacha is its mutter. The bliest Maisa Mutter, the Mamashis, but the Roy, the bliest Maisa Mutter. Came along the Shach over there, and said, Mok Mehefsi Rubel Maisa, it can be Mekel. Beke the Paiskim say, Chein Ogim Ein Lashan Suwaj, Amal Maisa, be Mekel by the case of. Of a zvuvim over there, of a case of ants, a case of flies. However, what about a case of telas, worms? We had over there, and over here on the page, come on the Kivega on the page in certain Shulchan Aruchs, some of them have them, but some of them don't. The Chol Yishlam has it. Come on the Kivega and says, you taz, you want me to make up by the case of tznoim by telas? Because you taz, you all by telas in nois tam lefkam. However, you read the shach and some pay dalid, he holds a worm as nois tam lefkam. We discussed having the worm inside your tequila over here. Doesn't want time the worm is nice time of shrach. That means you have two reasons why the bayah over here on the worm. Number one, the shach himself holds dvam awesome nichl again nice time of shrach. And number two, even those who want to argue that to last the mice is nichl again nice time of shrach over here. If so, you cut an onion. When you find a worm inside, this swar over here, the mice to be machmet said the lochit b'chol pocket a case in the tilo. The mice does not say that the pesuk does not seem to go this way. Come on, the prima godim. He said, the Maisa, will we make even Nachlol Shitas? Why? Because how much does Charif go inside? You mentioned the first Chibur and Dava Charif, three Shitas, Klipa, Netila, Kuloi. When Matzav, the Shita says, Allah is Klipa over here. That means the second time again, we know what we call Netila, Netila, Netila. The second time in the third Chibur that we pointed out, Matzav, the Shita says, Allah is Klipa. I mean, even though there's a Tzad over here to say, Tlas, Nichol, Geda, Noishtam, Lashvach, Again, we place him in that way. We're keeping in the shackles that way. But over here, we won't be machman that far. And again, the loch over here is a case of klipa. Or klipa ma'at. Negate to the sakin over here. That's a little bit of a harder case. In the case of charif over here. Meister Maril is brought down by the bakin in the case of itzo. Atzal Hashem, the Torah's Chatz, himself brings down, disagrees that the minig is not the way. The loch in the case of the shish of hetiv. Absalom brings down that way. And there's Mavuch among the achrenim. What to go do with the sakin over here? That means the Oscar came along and said, Locha to be Machmer. Others from Mice come along and said, to be Makel. That should be Hatev. Do Neitza. Neitza. The Mice says, Machal is Chokol. We'll have to get to it in Simchot Chavez. Pesach Hashem. But there are people who do it. Again, maybe they shouldn't because they don't know what they're doing. Fine. And the best are always better to do a case of Akala. That means. I walk into people's houses and they have the knife inside the flower pot. And that's the example that everyone said they don't know what they're doing. That's not Nitzah. Not you. Well, the Maisa Pasha in this case is a big Mavucha. If steel is good enough as Nitzah, in this case, steel will be good enough to clean your sakin over here. So again, the Gaiti cutting your fruit or onion, the Loch is a Kamat, the Maisa Pasha, very simple. The Gaiti your knife clean well, the steel well, it still won't work by the case of your onion. The Gaiti your fruit and your onion, the thing itself, just take off a clip of Ma'at. Couple other cases, you want to go buy something. You want to buy either one, number one, a watermelon. Number two, you want to buy cut salad. Number three, you want to buy from a salad bar. Number four, you want to buy from a fish store. Take these four cases. You want, by force, very nice. You've done all these cases. Go through the swords. What is sad to the huckle, sad to the machmer. First, take a case of a watermelon. Again, to be clear, a watermelon in chutzlar. And it's all you have other by trumas and maishas. You have to worry about that. And it's sugi over here. Negeta, we're not worrying about Shumas and Maestris. Negeta, go to a store, go to ShopRite or Walbaum's or any other big store out there or whatever's still around, I'm not sure. So, you want to go buy. Now, over there, you come out there, in America, they cut them open, the watermelons, and they're showing it to you which one to go buy. And they have 50, 100, 200 watermelons cut open with plastic over it. This country, they don't do that. But in America, that's they have them all open for you. They do it also? Fruits, I don't know about that. Fine, they do the same thing. The question over here is, do we have to worry that the sakin they're using is a sakin shal iser, or has sakin shal basar, and therefore can go buy these watermelons? So, first, apisvar, you have two different curves that come from Tim Mekel. Again, you have Sif Dalad and Sif Al Sifayz. Sif Dalad, you have the Amor, as Kwanis Batal, as Sugil Pittal. Therefore comes out, you have 50 watermelons in front of you, not a small store, 2-3 watermelons, you have 50 watermelons in front of you. You cut 2, 3, 4, 5, already the knife went into 5 of them, already hit shishim. Once you hit 10, 20, 30, it's ready bottle. You have 50 in front of you, the mice is the case of bittel. That's sif dalad. Void, you have a loch and sif alf and sif beis. Over there, again, you have a case of a tznoyim mor katsino, on the zagmo the klim yuchod. You're not sure, it might have been that way, it's a suffix. But it's here for the case of enib ne yaymai. He also, multi sakin stam, sakin im ni yamai. Maybe they have a klim yuchud, especially in America, the USDA, where their klolim are, they're supposed to have a klim yuchud over there. So I point out, l'chor yasif al zabeif, and yasif dalid. And therefore.
Sometimes you buy the last one in the shop.
No, it was. Where is bottle? Already was bottle. Already was bottle. And therefore, l'chor shbi mutter. Now you could just start clarifying, myself, this idea of saying it's if al zabeif. The reason why you make all you have a tzir for any bnei yomai with the case of klim yuchud. If you think about it, why would machmen a sakin? You have two reasons: shamnunis and the case of blias. So bishlam mitzad the blias, you have a tzir for any bnei yomai. Who says it makes it the ben yomai? Negeter shamnunis. Maaseh, where's the tzir for here? In fact, the people got them. What's pshat and sevalim sebeis? Okay, but avatirch tell me it's not for give out charif nachrev. But the case in general, even without the shamnunis over here. The Shamnus over here won't make it again. The Shamnus, Sif Al Sabez, in case it's known in Zangwil, the loch is, can you make a bitsir if any bnei? That means any bnei only helps bitsir if the blias. What happens to the Shamnunus? Come to the Prime God explains what the Yisod over here is, in Sam, and the loch and Sif Al Sabez, is that, first of all, what's the loch of the Shamnus that filled in the top of your knife? We know loch and Simikuf Gimel Sefei. We had a sheet brought down over there that says that if a small amount of Shamnunus, after 24 hours, there's time of gum. Allah Almighty, we did not pass in that way. You have a tzirif. That it maybe even shamnunis is nichel negate of enim nei yomai. There's no time of gum. Aleph. Second thing says the Prima Godim.
I
Correct, but the sham. Look, we had a look at some kuf gimel savei that was not sham a piece of meat, just the filament, the slight amount at the top. There was a sheet we did not pass like. We have a tziv over here. Nichol get noish tam avkam. I think at the Taz, maybe it's one. Don't remember after offhand. I saw it yesterday, so I don't remember where. A second thing he says is Maisa, who said there is Shamnunis? We assume there's Shamnunis, but maybe there isn't. So you have an also Tzirif. So you have.
Why is it
called Yitzhak? Again, let's take first Sval Sabay before we get to the watermelon itself. Sval Bay is we have a case of Tznoin.
No, I'm just questioning the case of watermelon. Why are we even discussing it?
Because we're discussing, you buy the watermelon. But then somewhat, there are those who buy watermelons and take over Klipa, by Echanami. They won't have no problem.
In terms of the story about Bittel, you would eat a lot more watermelons to have Bittel. You can't take into account the Tilas to get rid of the.
Saying over here is not the Tila, here is a case of what? Greater?
Worst case scenario, best case, whatever.
Depends on what you're worried about. If you're worried about getting worried about the blias because it starts charif and goes the case of the klipa, let's say. So you need how many times you need it against, how many klipas are against the blade of the knife?
You need a lot more than the kind of.
You're saying you need more, so you need 100.
Right.
Okay, well, I hear. That could be, I hear it in that case. But you still have Sval Tzabez, right? No, that's even blias. Either reason, if Alpha Zabez will be Makel, we are Makel either way, because we have a Sif that.
No, it's not
It is, why not?
I don't understand.
We have a Suffolk over here. Suffolk the Shamnun is over here. And even the Belias, who says the Belias will come out. We say, anybody in the case of Ben Yemen? Again, we have two reasons watching Machmana Vatiyah. Maybe it's a little bit. Charif. And we have to worry about Shemus and Belias. You have two things you have to worry about. It means Bittul maybe won't work, but the Heter of Sval Tzabez applies side Belias and side Shemus.
Right.
So therefore, the Heter of Sval Tzabez applies to watermelons by us. It doesn't apply to us. No, it means without Shemus and Maisis, some should apply. Therefore, the Oscar, when he brings it down, in the red one, he writes to Maisa Smutter, and the blue one's the one that came out later to have some myself as. He writes Maisa many punctilious people. But, how do you pronounce it? Very scrupulous. Very pious. Okay, that's really simple. Very, Maisa are those Maisa don't bite. I'm partial smart. Maisa, you can either take off to grade it to it or take over Klipa. Why buy for the other stores who have a Kochus to it? You can't get a kosher food store. Maisa api cheshmer shmoy should be mutter. However, the Maisa, those who Maisa, there's an ahoga out there, and maybe a better ahoga, maybe not to buy this thing. But technically, it should be mutter over here. That's Aleph.
What's
the reason for that? Maisa, then a treif knife, and the cutting could be a treif knife, could be. Yeah, so why do it for? Medina is mutter, and.
How can you ask this at the same time?
Did you write them? Not that we have.
But he said
Avatiyah
is not at all.
No, Avatiyah is not what Chazam means. Avatiyah, but Stam Shemlunis. Fine, second, you should never buy things that are going. Maybe a better anhoga is not to buy things that are going cut with their knives. It's a better anhoga. Is it also no sound? However, that's one case. That means one man technically should be motor. Second case, can go to a restaurant, they have all the food over there, and can you eat the salad from the restaurant? Bunch of salad is cut with their knives. That coming this farm is very simple. We can. Because first of all, we said the sack was clean. Of course, not miyuchud. Of course, not case of ben yomai. Might sell all the food next to each other. There's no head to get salad from a restaurant. A third case. What about a salad bar? That means newest places, go to Manhattan. You have all these restaurants, and there's a big area section that has a salad bar. Can you go and take just the salad bar? That means I've seen numerous shematory mitzvahs, people in Manhattan. They go and just take the salad bar, and they say to the meister, it's not a problem. If you think about it for a second, it should be the same thing like watermelons. It should be no difference. Technically, it should be mutter. Either sif al sif beis or sif dalet. However, fine, that means if you just go take the tomatoes and the cucumbers and the peppers, and just take things that are, again, that's what it should be. is the same svara as the watermelon applies to the salad bar. The same svara. However, go through the different things over here. Number one, there's a bayam on the salad dressing. Make sure you don't take the salad dressing. That's olive. Number two, you have to make sure the utensil they take from, people they always mix it, the big things to take from, it can be they put in the other things over here. Make sure the utensils are clean. Number two, fine, kenzai. Number three, the vegetables that you take should not have a bayam bugs. You get lettuce, you have broccoli, you have cauliflower. These things are being a must, or maybe even a mochzik. You can't eat it. You can't even check the pashtus. That's number three. Number four, lechura, the biggest problem here is that, let's say, you know the sugya. You know, don't take the onions, because it might be a bayam inside the sugya of harif. You won't take any harif. And you won't take the salad dressing. And you make sure the utensils are clean. And you know the sugya, you won't take things inside the sugya of bugs. So you're going to sit down and eat there. Maisa, people around you see you outside the sugya marasayin. Either inside the restaurant itself, they'll buy things from, because they see guys sitting there, who are yeshiva guys sitting inside. They'll buy from the restaurant. Even they won't buy the restaurant. They'll go to the salad bar and take, he's having salad. And they won't know the klal over here, not to take the broccoli and cauliflower, not take the lettuce, not take the salad dressing, make sure things are clean. They won't know that.
That's a question.
In
case getting the
I see Shem Torah people inside. I see people do the wrong thing. They tell me what, because he's doing it. And I go over to him, why is he? He knows the rules. This is the ik yisoy the marasayin. That means, just a marshal a couple of weeks ago, where Ruben gave a shir, I don't know if I mentioned the chabura, he gave a shir about going to places, to McDonald's to go by, let's say, get a Coke or to go to the bathroom. And he came along and he said to Maisa, ask marasayin, something to huckle, to be machmer. If Maisa said, but go to up no place, or other ashkochas, machbud, Maisa to go inside, to go to the bathroom with Coke, ma baya, Maisa, because anyways, technically, could be its mutter. So Maisa, my son, and I wrote to Rav Ruben that much on Shabbos, and says, this is a bigger marasayin. Go to McDonald's, no one thinks, everyone knows McDonald's trade. Go to Brooklyn, everyone knows it's trafe. You go to these places, you have benut machbod. Is Shema Torah mitzvahs people who are us, they tell you, are eating these places, why eat there? They tell me because he was there. And then I go to him, why? I didn't eat there. I had a Coke. I only had a coffee there. So when you track things down, and the Mnissen said it happened, people tell me, Mnissen, I went to Mnissen, he told me this. He said also Barabbin this way. People blame things on him because he happened to be inside there. He bought a Coke. So that is mamash marasayin. I mean, people tell me, I'm machbod, I'm only eating the salad. That is the icky you say the marasayin. Mamash you say the more, the probably it's even worse. Ruben wrote back, Ashkarach, he has aura. Fine. But that's a big bayah. That's the core why the salad bar is the biggest problem here. What they get involved with, the core when they have so much salad over here, they use a shredder. That's how they do it. Usually the shredder that can do a lot of places, they also shred the cheese inside.
Why? Is the same thing now?
It depends. And again, a lot of these places, no, it depends. Not for the salad bars. So they have a bayah, and to clean the shredder is not that simple over here, to clean the shredder. Fine, so not that simple what to be samachan, and even you know the ideas and not using a shredder, or it's miyuchah the shredder. The biggest bayah is people learning from you. I mean, it could be the same sugya as watermelons. People would not take watermelons as salad bars. They ask a question, but it could be the same sugya, but it can problem is people learning from you. Last case is a fish store. Now, at least what it says in print, I know people tell me different countries or medinas or cities that people like going to a kosher fish store that sells kosher fish and tray fish. That's discussing we are. The one taina that maybe there's what to be samechon to either clean the knife or clean the board or give them your knife to go use. Is that so you can go to a fish store that sells tray and kosher and tell them, take my kosher one and clean it for me, cut off for me into slicing the pieces over here. Now, first, the local here to say they have a head of any b'nei yomai, avad not, b'nei yomai, right? Avad no head of not see any b'nei yomai over here. L'chur, the same knife they're cutting over here, using gokto, they're cutting
it's
over here. I know the shemnus goes on top of it, and the thing dries up on top of it, you have a bayah. You have a bayah inside the shemnus on top of the sakin. Shemnus. So the maisa first, what you have to do is the maisa, the void, if you go to some stores, have a sack in the side hanging, this is the kosher knife. This form say, they are not nemon. The posh are not nemon. You don't know to delve there to say this is the kosher knife, only use it, why is it upon them? You gotta be an ignoramus, can be, I think, a shaita, to be samech upon them. Yeah, why is it upon them? Elamai says to go clean it. So the maisa had to go clean it, especially to the kajils on top. You have to do a case in itzel. but still, we have to clean it very well. Even if you clean it very well, and everyone's in line waiting for you, and you're cleaning it very, very well, then they're letting you go do that. You point out still the board underneath. What about the board underneath? So the correct and obvious farming down, we're supposed to really do, we go to the fridge store, this is my knife, here's paper, put it on the board on top, clearly clean won't go, and that's the correct thing to go do. Take newspaper, put it underneath, give them my knife, doesn't waste anyone's time, that's correct no go. Otherwise, to be semich on their knife, or clean it, you have bayam inside the board, that's maisa, you have no term over here, you have always have bayam inside the street of Sham Nunes. You have to do greater to it. Clear it will clear well. You can't. Kiddush is greater. It's like luchas here. It was witness over here.
That's why it's a chavas yard, no?
You can see, you're right. These fish are in the tank, they're wet, the tank come out, enough.
It's soft and therefore some of it goes to the actual...
Could be.
Well, I don't know. It's not the watermelon right in here. Some of the shamunis seeps into the liquidy fruit.
Yeah, also you can involve other shallow things that you, would you wash the fish otherwise after the store?
What?
Would you wash the fish from the store, even let's say it was kosher store, a fish store? Would you do this? Yeah. No, so the things that they're not to dare to go do, you can do it anyway, like Kilo. That's inside a Kalas of Aleph. Right, you can buster touch Givino, if the deck to wash it, you're allowed to. There, after wash, you can't do that anyway. Fine, we have right now Simon Tzach Zayin. There are three Sifim. The long base Sifim that we did already in Simon Kokes. That means we really have really one Sifim to go do. It's pretty easy over here. Now, when they get to the Mivchan, which says on the sign, the Mivchan Be'ezer Hashem is supposed to be next Wednesday. Was supposed to be next Wednesday, 10 days from now. The day after the Chasno, the Olim came to me on. Again, I said, Zayin is one sif. The long base sif we did already in Kufches. The Loch Negeta, Tana Zerecha, we did already. That means it's a very short sif over here in Sif Aleph. Again, it might be Geschmack, but there's not much over here in Tzadik Zayin. Therefore, again, so we have to do Tzadik Zayin Sif Aleph. Second, again to Mimchan. It says in the sheet it's supposed to be done on 10 days from now, on Wednesday. Now, I had five guys come up with me on Thursday, surround me, and try to convince me to push it off, make it later. I said no. They went nuclear, and they went to my father, and my father decided that we're having a test 2 weeks later. So Bezhom, the test will be on Sunday. 2 weeks from the Sunday will be the Bezhom test. We have 2 weeks from now, and Atzlocha Rabo. Yes.